Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Having a great visit with our new friend, Ekaterina Walter. She is the author of Think Like Zuck. She's a social media innovator. She is an employee of Intel. And Think Like Zuck, the book is titled The Five Business Secrets of Facebook's Improbably Brilliant CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Ekaterina, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website for the book?
Sure. EkaterinaWalter.com. You can find all the information about me and the book there.
All right. Sounds good. And I'm sure it's available wherever you can buy books.
Absolutely.
So we're talking about some of the things you call them, the five P's. We can learn from Mark Zuckerberg. We talked about people, partnerships, and purpose a little bit in the last segment. What about passion? Some people, I've actually heard some people, Ekaterina, say passion is overstated. I don't agree with that.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I guess my question is, when you get out of bed every single morning and want to do something real bad, or when you cannot not do it, what is that, right? Mm-hmm. And in my view, it's passion. I don't care whether you build your own business or you work for somebody else or, you know, you clean floors. It doesn't matter really what you do and who you are. When you love what you do and wake up in the morning and saying, I want to go do it, that's what fuels your
purpose and your innovation. Right.
And, you know, and it really can totally change your outlook, change your approach, increase motivation 10x at a minimum, and really drive you to act upon that passion. Because if you don't have that, then you're just going to stay in sort of a flat, you know, you're not going to move anywhere. You're just going to be sort of hovering.
Well, that's exactly right. And I tell people that if you don't love what you do, if you don't love your small business, then, you know, it's the reason why God made babies so sweet and smell so sweet. And right? Because when you own a small business is like a baby. Sometimes you have to change a dirty diaper.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You have to go back. You got to go to work today, and you don't like what's going to happen, what you've got to do today. But you do it because you love that thing. You love the thing that is going to result. And if you don't have a passion for it, there are days when you're not going to come back.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, in my book I talk about build what you believe in, you know, align your business interests with your personal philosophy. If you don't know what your personal philosophy is, or if you don't know what you're really, truly passionate about, there's not going to be success because you're just going to do things for the sake of doing things, right? But when you're actually passionate about something, suddenly you see the opportunities through your own specific lens, and you take those opportunities, and you capitalize on them and maximize them. And so what happens is you suddenly going from a state of, well, I'm doing kind of okay, or maybe growing a little bit, but now suddenly a boom because you see who you need to bring on to help you take it to the next level.
I'll tell you something. People that you employ, people you partner with, customers you do business with, vendors, they're attracted to that kind of behavior, that kind of passion. They're attracted to that. They'll remember you. They want to do business with people like that, don't they?
Exactly, right? Because if you don't see a clear direction in which the company or person is going,
right,
and they don't see that passion, they don't want to invest in folks like that. You know, and
let's talk about the product. That's the last P. Tell us about the product.
It's, you know, you need to have excellent product or service to, because that's the underlying thing. That's the foundation that you're building your business on. But what you need to also do is you need to continue to innovate it, and you need to continue to, shape it according to your customers and, where your customers want to take it. So, take Flickr, for example. That was created as a game site first, but then they started seeing that, that people wanted to tag themselves in the pictures and, and share the pictures and really take that particular feature and they made it popular. And so what happened is that sort of adaptability as you go and keeping your eyes open on the market and on your customers and what their needs are. You know, small businesses sometimes and inventors and innovators sometimes tend to just see, well, this is what I want to create. And it's hard for me to kill this particular
idea. It's got to be something somebody will pay money for.
Yeah, exactly.
So let me ask you, before we wrap up, Ekrit, I got to ask you this question. Have you ever met Mark Zuckerberg?
I haven't.
If you met him and you were having a cup of coffee with him, what would be the first question you would ask him?
I think, where do you want to go? Because I'm genuinely curious. He really, truly had a vision for becoming a platform before he took Facebook to that level. He
right.
had a vision for expanding beyond colleges way
yeah.
before anybody else within his company did.
Right.
He's very good at long-term strategy and vision. So I'm really curious where he wants to take it.
I would ask him what the mobile platform is going to look like. That's what I would say. What are you going to do about mobile?
Well, I think he answered our big question is Facebook a mobile ad company? And they are.
Yeah,
so.
They're going to have to become that. Hey, Ekaterina, will you come back another day?
Oh, absolutely.
It's been fun having you here. Come back soon.
Thank you. I appreciate
Congratulations
it. Glad to
on
be
the
here.
Book. The book is called Think Like Zuck. Going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.